I got some phlegm in my throat and a little stage fright, but I really don't care because the party is tonight. Oh, it's a podcast party tonight. Well, it's a podcast party tonight. Oh, it's a podcast party tonight. Gotta be careful when I start to croon. I can't let the internet hear me out of tune. Cause it's a podcast party tonight. It's a podcast party tonight. Oh, it's a podcast party. Podcast party. A podcast party tonight. Alright. Well, I got a lot of friends, they're mighty healthy eaters, so I'm going to the store to buy some hummus and some pita. It's a podcast party tonight. Oh, it's a podcast party tonight. Podcast party tonight. The sky's growing dark, the time is getting later. I hope we're not too loud for my masturbating neighbor. It's a podcast party tonight. Yeah, it's a podcast party tonight. Woo, it's a podcast party tonight. Podcast party tonight. Welcome to the podcast party tonight.
Greetings, listeners. Welcome to a very special podcast. No, I'm not going to get Nancy Reagan to give a speech or teach you about the exciting and scary effects of caffeine pills. I am rather here to share an event with you. On July 15th, I hosted a party to celebrate the 19th anniversary of my birth on June 25th. Although some believe there's a cutoff date after which one has missed their only opportunity to have a birthday party, it gave me an excuse to have one of my ever-popular solo living room concerts. As you will hear, the atmosphere at these events is usually casual and friendly, and as such, not exceedingly professional. Consequently, this following podcast contains many more bum notes and crappy vocals than I would usually allow as a self-respecting musician. Hopefully the fun vibe of this party will carry over, so you will overlook the numerous shortcomings of the quality. If not, I apologize. For the party, I performed two sets, one of which was notable for the experimental accompaniment with a pre-recorded backing track. For the most part, the experiment was a success, and I think I may try more of the same in the future, because it gives me an opportunity to cover other people's songs with a fully rocking virtual band behind me. Here's one such cover of a song by La Tigra, Decepticon.
Every day and night, I can feel. Yes, I did. This is a song that I was going to do because Chris Martin was going to show up. Chris Martin didn't show up. But it's still a good song. It's by... it's by The Misfits. It might be the one song that you know by The Misfits. No, it's not I Killed Your Baby. I hope that Glenn Danzig does not want to punch me after he hears what I've done to his song.
That was Hybrid Moments, a Misfits cover which my friends Ian and Anne used as an opportunity to practice their swing dancing moves, which proved helpful in distracting the audience from the fact that my microphone kept cutting in and out. Anne brought a newcomer to the party, her friend Eugene, who quickly won favor with the group, not least of which for his ability to decipher our sometimes reference-heavy and pun-laden conversations.
Yep, yep, yep. Am I amplified to rock? Yes, I am. This is the first show I've gotten where anyone's responded my crappy quotations with crappier quotations. So thank you. If you're like a Guided by Voices fan, you will hate me because I'm doing stuff not from their lo-fi period when they sold out. It's called Everywhere with Helicopter. Oh, with one of mine. tell you, if the song's an E, you can do any cake quote you want.
Stick shifts and safety belts, bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving in the car. It makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. Now when we're driving in my Malibu, it's easy to get right next to you. I say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. Have all got to go when we're driving in the car. It makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. Oh no, oh yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. All right.
That was Ian, Ann, and I doing an impromptu but spirited rendition of Cake's Stick Shifts and Safety Belts, which perhaps gives the impression that we were imbibing our fair share of spirits. I assure you that this was not the case. Hummus and vegetables were our anti-drug for the night. Before that was Che Guevara Goes to the Mall and Guided by Voices Everywhere with Helicopter, a song which spurred on a sing-along with GBV fan Eugene. During the show, I tested out some new songs, including this ode to drinking responsibly, Ambrosia.
It's a song about getting drunk and making out. It's rock and roll!
Begin and the friendship ends, and at parties the line tends to get further blurred, cause the guys stay away, they assume you're my girl. It's all quite platonic, but it would hurt to see what you would say to a casual flirt. So I make vulgar comments as you make a few drinks, and you laugh it all off with a blush and a wink. But as time goes by, your inhibitions drop, and you say the things you've only ever thought. Ambrosia, ambrosia, it makes me concerned. Your consent can't be trusted. Ambrosia, ambrosia, your only defense, cause it's got the knack to make you lose common sense. Oh no, 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 no. 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 You don't let me take advantage of you. Oh, it would be easy. I see all the signs. I can tell by your leg as it's wrapped around mine that you wouldn't reject me if I made a move. But first thing in the morning, I know would prove to cause guilt and regret and be awkward and tense. But I look at body's not good for the mind. Change. walks away, I can barely remember the weight of her body in my arms. And all I wish to say is seem to transcend her, and I myself am rendered to stone. As she walks away, I can barely remember the weight of her body in my arms. And all I wish to say is seem to transcend her, and I myself am rendered to
this off, son.
Once upon a time, my mom caught my neighbor engaging in some pleasures of the flesh. And he was on his front porch. Well, not the front porch. Like on the
back porch.
On the deck. The back veranda kitchen. Where he eats. All the lights were on, and it was like in front of a giant window, and anyone in this yard could have seen it. I don't.
Well, you're
on the island.
Describing
his kitchen. Oh God, that's funny. Can I steal?
So yeah, ever since then, yeah, it does sound like Brad. Maybe our neighbor is Brad, like in 40 years. But yeah, he called the police a lot on us whenever we're
saying. So hopefully he won't call the police because this is rock and roll.
Yes, indeed it is. And luckily, my neighbor was somehow preoccupied, so he never got the urge to call the police, leaving the concert to progress naturally for nearly 4 hours. We'll take a little break now, but we'll be right back after this message from our friendly and helpful sponsors, Metafossa Psychozobrax.
There's nothing worse than waking up after a night of debauchery and excess with a headache and an unexplainable tattoo of an expletive on your forehead. Don't worry about excommunication from the church, rejection from your friends and family, or getting fired from your job as a door-to-door dog food peddler. Just try Metafossa Psychozobrax. Yes, Metafossa Psychozobrax is the only thrice-a-day topical cream that removes the evidence of your intoxicated declarations with a patent-pending chemical solution of radon and thallium-172 that dissolves the skin. Just apply Metafossa Psychozobrax directly to the offending skin and let your problems be shed away. After 4 to 6 weeks, you will see marginal improvements as your sinful skin melts away, preparing for new virgin flesh. Ask your doctor or pastor if Metafossa Psychozobrax is right for you. Metafossa Psychozobrax will cause hallucinations of a graphic nature, which may not be appropriate for children or the faint of heart. Metafossa Psychozobrax may cause dirt to become magnetically attracted to you. The South will not rise again. Laboratory studies show Metafossa Psychozobrax makes baby Jesus cry. Metafossa Psychozobrax can cause blindness, stupidity, insanity, syphilis, blood clotting, sterility, bruised egos, bad poetry, unintentional whistling at scantily clad waitresses, intestinal leakage, pickle cravings, random infantilism, eternal damnation, delusions of grandeur, cults of personality, uncontrollable monomania, and the memorization of the works of Ernest Hemingway. Extensive use of Metafossa Psychozobrax is not recommended for soccer moms and Republicans. Change your light bulbs at least twice a year.
Welcome back. After I ran out of backing tracks, I was joined by Metafossa Psychozobrax spokesperson Ian Tobin, and we readied ourselves for our cover of The Boy with the Thorn in His Side by The Smiths. We soon realized that the quickest way to get a party started is to put The Smiths on, as the one cover turned into over a half hour's worth of Smith sing-alongs, during the course of which Eugene revealed his eerily accurate Manchester accent, and many of the patrons of the party presented their Morrissey dances. It all culminated in a round-robin rendition of There's a Light That Never Goes Out that's sure to get you singing along, if not at least a little verklempt.
One, two, three, four. I prepared it with Morrissey lines.
The boy with the thorn in his side, behind the hatred there lies the murderous desires for love. How can they see the love in our eyes and still they don't believe us? How can they hear us say those words, still they don't believe us? And if they don't believe us now, will they ever believe us? And if they don't
believe us now? Will they ever believe us? Oh, 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 shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Shyness is nice, and shyness will stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. If there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, yet writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Ask me, ask me, ask me. Ask me, ask me, ask me. Because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together.
Have you guys seen
it? Yes,
passing the
hose. There's a language, can't you read? You're sick of the top, nature is a language,
can't you read?
So ask me, ask me, ask me. Ask me, ask me, ask me. Because it's la 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 la.
Streets of Carlisle, dum-dum-dee on the side, I wonder to myself, hang the DJ, 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 hang the DJ. Hang the DJ, 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 hang the DJ. Hang the DJ, hang the DJ. Now, today, tomorrow, and always, my only weakness is a list of crimes. My only weakness is, well, never mind, never mind. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
Is it wrong not to always be glad? No, it's not wrong, but I must ask, how can someone so young sing words so sad? Sheila, take a Sheila, take a bow. Put the crime of this world in your clutch, dear, and don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. The one that you love and who loves you. Oh, oh.
you can break my face, but it won't change the way I feel. Cause I love you. And is it really so strange? And is it really so strange? Oh, is it really so strange? I say no, you say yes, and I will change your mind. Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home. Driving in your car, and please don't drop me home, cause I left my home, it's there when I'm home no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into one, tonight I will sigh, such a heavenly way to die. A 10-ton truck kills the boy.
Why are you fighting them?
To ride by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. When in the dark and under the past, I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask.
Like, do you have my
love? Take me out tonight. Anyway, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Driving in your car, never want to go home, because I haven't got one at all. No, I haven't got one. Oh. And if a double-decker bus crashes into one, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton
we successfully exorcised our inner Morrissey demons, I picked up an acoustic guitar and began taking a series of increasingly unlikely, not to mention unrehearsed, requests.
I was planning a Mountain Goat song, but...
Which
Riches and Wonders. It's...
We live high, our love gorges on the alcohol we feed it, and it grows all fat and friendly. We have surplus if we need it. We hold on as hard as we can. Our knuckles are white. We write letters to each other, invent secrets to confess to. I learned foreign and exotic terms of endearment by which to address you. Fresh fruit to one another. We stay up all night. I am healthy, I am whole, I have poor impulse control. I want to go home, but I am home. They're filled with riches and wonders. Olive keeps the things it finds, and we dance like drunken sailors, lost at sea, out of our minds. You find shelter somewhere in me. I find great comfort in you. And I hold you in my arms, and I keep you safe from harm. I want to go home, but I am home.
There's a verse that I'm missing, you know? Were you singing along?
Whatever I could remember.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a theme song to beat Hey Shandy?
Yes, I do. One, two, three, go.
Hey, smiling strange. You're looking happily deranged. Can you still shoot me?
You got the line.
And have you picked your target yet? Hey, Sandy. Hey, Sandy. Don't you talk about Hey, Sandy. Four feet away. End of speech at the end of the day. We was only funning. But secretly, I thought you had it coming. Hey, Sandy. Hey, Sandy. Don't you talk about Hey, Sandy.
Theme to Adventures of Pete and Pete. And it's a song about the Kent State Massacre.
Amazing.
Amazing,
what
yeah.
What will he play next?
What will I play next?
On my guitar, please.
No, it's too long. It's
Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Oh, I love Happiness is a Warm Gun. It might be one of mine.
Like, what does that say? She doesn't like guns. That's not a member of the NRA. Why does she like that song? Tell me what movie you want to see. I'm the movie foe. I don't bust us like ghost
stories. You've got to do another one for that.
She's not a girl who misses much. Do 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 do. Oh yeah. touch of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. A man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
That was Happiness is a Warm Gun, one of the many Beatle covers from the night, preceded by Hey Sandy by Polaris, better known as the theme to The Adventures of Pete and Pete, and Riches and Wonders by the Mountain Goats. For the last song of this podcast, we return to the electric set of the show.
Alive. always better on holiday. So much better on holiday. That's why we only work when we need.
That's why we only work when we need to boogie.
That is so much better.
Just thought I'd share that with
it's
all of you.
Better than guys, I need to boogie.
Ah, don't we all? Hopefully your need to boogie was satiated by this episode. I'd like to thank everybody who could come to the party, and hope to see you again at my next one, which will happen, well, the next time I feel like it. But I will be sure to let you know when, somehow, so keep your eyes, ears, and MySpaces open. Until then, remember, only the bald know how hard it rains. Cheerio.
Podcast party, podcast party, podcast party tonight. Welcome to the podcast party, podcast party, podcast party tonight. Oh, well, it's a podcast. Oh.